The Suns swept out of the playoffs for the first time in a best-of-seven series since 1989. Here to reflect on the season and the playoffs with us, the legendary voice of the Phoenix Suns, Al McCoy, joins us here on Bickley and Marotta Mornings. Al, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, guys. Let me take a minute and go back, if I can, 6 months. All of a sudden, the Suns had a new owner, Matt Ishbia, who was young, who loved basketball, who was wealthy, and who wanted to win. And the excitement started to build. And you have Booker, you have Durant, and now you got Beal. And now you have three superstars. And expectations were unbelievable. And now the preseason starts. No one plays. They're all hurt. The season hasn't even started, and none of these three superstars are even playing in preseason. And now the season starts. The book goes out. Then a little later, we never see Beal. And I don't know. Finally, we get into the second half of the season, and this threesome finally gets together. Now, they'd had some big games. Booker had some big games now and then along the way. Kevin Durant had some, but there was never any consistency. And, my friends, you don't win an NBA title with three players. And the bench was a mess. We never knew who was going to come off the bench and play. The coaching staff never could really decide who those special players were. One individual might come off the bench and play well. We might not see him for 2 weeks. Consistency. How many times did we hear that word used? The expectations were high. We had some good games. We surprised some people. But there was never any consistency. True. And it only started to get worse. And I don't think, although I'm not that close to the situation anymore, I don't think it was a very happy locker room all year.
Yeah, I think you're right in every single thing you said. And then you look at the construction of this team. To go in without a point guard where two of the big three were both shooting guards, I guess there's some blame due on the new owner just in terms of how you compose this roster.
Well, there's no question about it. You have to have someone to distribute the basketball. They played Booker out of position all year long, and it really hurt his game. Now, he had some big games where he just took over and scored, but the consistency was not there because he was playing out of position. He was forced to bring the ball up on the backcourt. And then how many times did we say, push the ball? Don't walk the ball up and allow the defense to get set. And particularly when you're playing a team like Minnesota that's good defensively, if you don't push the ball, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. Now, the things we talked about all year that the Suns didn't do, they didn't rebound. They didn't defend the three. And the offensive rebounding was a tragedy. And if there was one thing that really hurt the Suns this year, it was giving up those second and third scoring opportunities for the opposition. You don't win doing that.
Al McCoy, the legendary voice of the Suns, our guest here on Bickley and Marotta Mornings. Another thing that people are revisiting, Al, from last year, we'll go back to Media Day, where Frank Vogel promised that this team would be the scrappiest team, or scrappy as hell, I believe, is how he put it.
Yes.
And another issue that popped up as a real area that was lacking for the Suns was coming up with 50-50 balls. To me, you know, that phrase became like a 20-80 ball. If there was a ball available to be had to start a possession, more often than not, the opposing team was getting it. And I'm just wondering if that comes down to personnel, if that just comes down to individual desire, coaching. How do you frame that?
Well, I think it's a combination, and we touched on it last week. The thing that surprised me about this team was their inconsistency. They would come out one game like they really wanted to play. The next game, it was like they were showing up at the YMCA having a shoot-around. It just was never consistent, and they never really had the fire in their belts to come out and get after the opposition. We've talked about the things that the Suns need to improve their team, and we've talked about it all year. And the other thing they don't have is a battler, some guy that's going to come in and knock the opposition down and step on them and maybe get thrown out of a few games, but they don't have that type of player. And you get into the the playoffs, as we know, how consistent and how strong and how tough this Minnesota team is, the Suns never had an individual that could match that at all.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people blaming Frank Vogel. Part of me feels bad for him because I don't think this team was very easy to coach. I'm not sure there wasn't a lot of tuning out going on. What effect could a change in leadership at head coach have on this group? Do you think that is the easiest fix, or do you think that's fool's gold?
Well, it's so difficult to say. How do you judge a coach on 1 year? It's very difficult, but somebody's got to crack the whip. We all know the strategy of a Cotton Fitzsimmons, John McLeod. We know how they coached and how they handled their players, how they got in their face. I mean, how many times did we see when Cotton Fitzsimmons was coaching the Suns and the starting five came out not ready to play, he took the whole unit out, Set them down, said, hey, when you guys get ready to play, let me know. You have to have some fire to get to your players, and we just never had that, I didn't think, all year long.
No.
And of course, you're dealing with certain personnel that maybe can't tolerate that type of coach either. It's hard to judge a coach on just 1 year, but there were a lot of inconsistencies up and down the line.
Al, I wanted to get your thoughts on, 2 weeks ago, I was just telling Bickley, we're previewing this series and saying, wow, what a dream matchup for the Suns. They played so well against Minnesota. They swept them in the regular season. Things could not have worked out better after a disappointing regular season, yet Minnesota was far superior in this series. I'd love to get your thoughts on, do you see Minnesota as a real threat to maybe win this whole thing with the way they played? I was so impressed with how they played over these four games.
I think they certainly could get to the finals, and I think we have to realize that the playoffs are an entirely different game than the regular season. And if you're not able to play with a lot of physical determination, you don't belong there, because it's just a different game. As we mentioned last week, you can't complain about the officiating, because that's the way the playoffs are. It's for the big boys. You get there and you battle and you hit and you knock down and you stomp and you drive to the basket. It's a different game. And the Suns did not have those capabilities with the players that they had. And as I said, you don't win a championship with three guys. You need five solid players. You need at least three consistent players off the bench to come in and compete. And the Suns never had that consistency at any time during the season. Plus the fact, you have to realize, these teams that now are in competition for the NBA crown have all been together 2-3 years. I mean, Boston, those guys have played together 3 or 4. You don't just come in overnight and turn into winning championships in the True. NBA. It takes consistency. That word keeps coming up, doesn't it?
It does, no doubt about it. All right, finally, Devin Booker, it seemed a little off all year long, and maybe it was exactly what you said. Maybe it was having to play point guard and maybe understanding that, wow, we don't have a lot here. Maybe it was because he missed you at courtside, Al. But do you think there's any, because the fear now is that Devin Booker might be looking at his career and going, okay, I am, 28, 29 now. I've got to push the button and get out of here elsewhere. We never thought this would be Devin Booker, yet this season has been very, very traumatic for everybody. Would that be a worry? How should they go about, pacifying him, if you will?
Well, Devin Booker's the face of the franchise. He's a class player. He's a class individual. I can't see him going anywhere, but he needs some help. As I said, he played out of position all year long, and I got so sick and tired of hearing, we don't need a point guard. We don't need a point guard. You had three players that were not distributors. You had three players that needed to score the basketball, not distribute it. And it caught up with them big time.
Yep. Al, we were hoping to have a long playoff run so we could have you on every week. But even these last 2 weeks,
so great.
Such a pleasure to talk to you again, and glad you're doing well.
Well, it's been a frustrating year for the fans. And as I said, I have a lot of confidence in the Suns' new owner. I think he really wants to win. It's not going to be an easy task to turn this club around, but I know he's going to be trying, and it'll be an interesting summer. Great to talk with you guys.
Thank you, Al.
Be well, Al. And the legendary Al McCoy, voice of the Suns, our guest for the last 2 weeks.
8 days of glory, Vinny. You said it best.
Eight days
of glory. That's all we got.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.